The project that is currently going on in the game reserves is in partnership with the Ministry for Wildlife Conservation and Tourism. We work very extensively with that ministry, with those rangers. We also work very extensively with the communities in the surrounding areas. And this work is all done in partnership with Fauna and Flora International, who's been working in Western Equatoria since 2011. Mm-hmm. We had funding received about a year and a half ago from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service from a grant that is in support of chimpanzee research. Mm-hmm. And a part of that project is to deploy camera traps in the field. And these are relatively small, a little bit bigger than a phone. You attach them to a tree. And you sort of bend them at an angle so that they're pointed at the ground. And when an animal walks by, it automatically takes their picture. And we currently have 37 of these deployed in both reserves. And the wildlife rangers are doing an extraordinary job. We've done full training with them, just reinforced that training last week. And they're being able to deploy these cameras. And it's a really empowering experience for them. We have just downloaded 80,000 pictures. Mm-hmm. From these cameras out in the dry season, and we're just beginning to go through. And it's very exciting because it allows us to find those animals that even the people who live there and live close to those reserves don't know live there because they're very, very shy. Mm-hmm. And most of these animals are going to fear us in a great big way. It's just, you know, if you're, especially if you're a bushbuck or bungo or something that is normally eaten for food, they fear humans. And so it's a way for us to really assess what wildlife diversity there is. I've always been interested in understanding the animal fauna, particularly the mammal fauna, all around the world, with a special interest in understanding those places that have been difficult to study historically. I first came to South Sudan in 2004, doing some development work with the Episcopal Church of Sudan, and kept looking up at the night sky and seeing extraordinary wildlife. And I thought, I need to bring some of my research program here to this amazing place.
Okay, we don't think much about our animals, except cows for dowry or bush animals for food. Why should people in South Sudan know more about their animals?
I think the animal fauna of South Sudan is extraordinarily unique and very, very rich. It is one of the best places, I think, in Africa to see a number of unique species. South Sudan has quite a large number of designated protected areas and a lot of species within those that may be endangered and that are in need of being protected. The range of animals that you have here is not even yet fully understood. There is so much that we still have to learn about what's here. The other thing that's amazing about South Sudan is that the ecosystems are very, very different throughout the whole range of the country. Since 2012, my work has focused in Western Equatoria, in this tropical belt, along with the border with Central African Republic and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And that's an extraordinary ecosystem.
Yeah.
In that place, you have West Africa and East Africa crashing together. And the animals
and
plants
is wonderful. It's a very nice area.
Yes.
Actually, I'm from there.
Okay,
and I know that place is very nice.
Good.
And you made a very special discovery a few years ago, the Banda bat. Tell us about that. How did you know you had discovered something new?
I knew the second I had this animal in the net that it was something quite extraordinary. It's a beautiful, beautiful animal, black and yellow striped with yellow spots on the head. People have said it looks like a badger or it looks like a panda. It's just an amazingly beautiful animal, and I'm relatively familiar with the bats of Africa, and I knew that I had never seen this before and that very few people had.
And do you think there are other animals in the country have not yet been discovered?
Absolutely, I do think there are. There are some that we have found and not yet reported. I have found additional bat species in these game reserves on the border with Congo that are West African species. It really reinforces the idea that West African animals are moving across that border pretty freely. And I think to a certain degree, we just haven't looked hard enough. I mean, this is a very challenging place to work. There have been entire decades when no one could work here. And I think the time is ripe now, assuming we can continue to have some stability, to do more of this work, finding new species, and involving African scientists to the extent that we can. I'm always very interested in helping to train African scientists. The last expedition I did where we did trapping in 2013. I had Dr. Hassan Babakar from Juba University with me. It's really important to me that my job here is to enable African science because the future of this country is with African scientists and managers and not with co-watchers like me.
In recent fighting, we have heard that many animals have run away and many have been killed. Are you worried about this?
I am worried about that. Whenever we have conflict between people, it ends up being a conflict sometimes between animals and people. as well. I have been told for years that, you know, during periods of conflict, the animals all went to Congo. And I think to a certain extent that is true. When there is rampant poaching, particularly in these protected areas where you're not supposed to be killing these species, they will move off if they're disturbed too much. Mm-hmm. And so the fear is if the conflict continues, if the conflict spreads to Western Equatoria in any kind of substantial way, that it will be much harder to manage these very critical protected resources. I think those are always challenges, right? And people are often in conflict with wildlife in some ways. Maybe you have baboons coming and digging up your crops, mm-hmm. Or an elephant charges through and destroys your tukul. There's always some real challenges there. I think that there are some species that the world recognizes are critically endangered and that we really need to work to find alternative protein sources for. But I understand that historically, the meat of an elephant is something that's very much prized. Black and white colobus, a beautiful primate from Western Equatoria, is also very much prized. And so it's a slow process of education and making sure that people have other appropriate sources of protein that they do like to eat. And some hunting can surely be done in sustainable ways, mm-hmm. right? We eat wild animals all the time. I eat wild animals in the United States, right? We just have to think about what's sustainable, where are those animals coming from? Mm-hmm. When you get to things like lions and leopards and things, I don't have a good answer for that. Mostly when I'm in the field, I am pretty sure that they're around me, but they're as shy and afraid of me as I am of them. Mm-hmm. But there can be real challenges.
You know, we have economic crisis now, and people there are killing some animals to eat. So in this case, what they can do to stop killing the animals, because they are killing the animals to feed themselves.
I think we cannot do things in isolation. People and wildlife here are in that same place together, mm-hmm. right? We don't have protected areas in which we keep everyone out, and we don't mm-hmm. can always keep wildlife out of human areas. Mm-hmm. They're really an integrated part of this ecosystem here. So it's a really difficult question. If you're in a scenario where a child is being killed by a wild animal, I think you're fully justified in saving your child. So those are difficult questions. The economic crisis, I'm very concerned about what the implications are for the people of South Sudan. Everything's becoming much more expensive, and you just can't afford it anymore because of the slip against the dollar. And I think that will drive people into the forest more to search for natural plants and animals to eat, as people here have done for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. Again, I think if we can stay out of protected areas, and there are species that are more critical than others in terms of managing them for conservation, elephant, chimpanzee, mm-hmm. these sorts of things again, I think we really need to guard against poaching in those cases. But there are no easy answers to these questions.
So my last question to you, Professor, do you have any other favorite animals in South Sudan?
That's a very difficult question. I have never met an animal that I didn't like. I'm not crazy about mambas. But the diversity here is extraordinary. Some of my early training was with primates, and so I love black and white colobus. Mm-hmm. Extraordinarily beautiful animal, very complex social groups. Bats are my passion. So mostly when we're in the forest, we're out at night, which a lot of people find quite frightening. Number of beautiful bats. The ndema, which is the Zande word for these large fruit bats, mm-hmm. Are probably my favorite.